This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Susan Niblett. Last name N for Nancy, I for India, B for Boy, L for Larry, E for Europe, T for Tom, T for Tom. First name Susan, S for Sam, U, S for Sam, A for Apple, N for Nancy. Date, September 18, 2023, period Niperekrav. She's a 61-year-old female patient who comes with a history of palpitation, significant shortness of breath on walking about a block, and chest pain, period, new paragraph. Patient says that in the mid-July 2023, she started noticing palpitation lasting for a few minutes and happening almost every day, period. She was also found to have high blood pressure on August 4, 2023, and history of urinary tract infection, period. Palpitation can happen during the day or at night, and they are generally off and on lasting for few minutes, period. There are times when throughout the day she may not have palpitation, period. On August 24, she was noted to have blood pressure of 190 over 106 millimeters of mercury, and she was started on losartan, L-O-S-A-R-T-A-N, /hydrochlorothiazide, 100/12.5, one tablet, once a day, period. Today, around in the morning, she had a blood pressure of 130 over 85 millimeters of mercury, period, new paragraph. History of shortness of breath, significant shortness of breath on walking one block, and in last 6 months, her functional capacity has decreased more than 80%, period. She also notices chest pain at times, which has no relation to any activity, lasting for 5 seconds at a time, and happening in the mid-sternal area since July 11, 2023, plus they are accompanied by shortness of breath and no radiation and no other accompanying features, period. The chest pain can happen at any time and generally they last for few seconds, that is even less than 5 to 10 seconds, period. Occasionally chest pain will last for few minutes, period. New paragraph. Patient says that when she enters the office today, she had a palpitation and chest pain, which after about 45 to 60 minutes has subsided while being examined, period. In the meantime, EKG has been done and which did not show any significant new abnormality, period. She gives history of being lightheaded with change of position, period. History of edema of feet off and on for last 1.5 month, period. No history of dizziness, coma, syncope, coma, cough with expectoration, coma, edema of feet or a bleeding tendency, period. No history of any peptic ulcer or a GI problem, period. New paragraph, past history of hypertension diagnosed in early July 2023, period. No history of diabetes, period, history of hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney, or liver problem, period, new paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. Family history. Father, who is 91-year-old and he is in good spirit, period. Mother died at the age of 60 years due to lung cancer, period. Social history, she does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period, new paragraph. Family history, father is 91-year-old and in good health, period. Mother died at the age of 60 years due to lung cancer, period. New paragraph. The personal history, she does have a history of anxiety and stress, period. She is 5'3" tall and her weight is 200 pounds, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative, period, pupil equal and react to the light, period, no pallor, cyanosis or clubbing, period, no JVP, edema, cough tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both posterior tibial, which are 1/4, and no carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem noted, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative, period, pupil equal and react to the light, period, no pallor, no JVP, edema, cough, tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. They both posterior tibial 1/4, both dorsalis pedis 3/4, period, no carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. Cardiovascular system, new paragraph. Blood pressure in right, in both superior extremity 160/104 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam. BMI in the left fifth intercostal space within mid-clavicular line and normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. No S3, period, no S4, period, and no significant heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period, there is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG shows normal sinus rhythm. Sinus tachycardia is at 106 beats per minute, and no other significant abnormality noted, period. Analysis. In view of patient chest pain, which is somewhat atypical, plan is to request the patient to do coronary calcium score, period. The patient with the progressive shortness of breath and in last 6 months, her functional capacity has decreased by more than 80%. It was felt that echocardiograms should be done to evaluate for any cardiomyopathy or structural valve disease, period. Valve, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, V for Victor, E for Europe, period. Patient also has palpitation and history of chest pain, period. The she gives history that for last 1.5 months, she has a edema of feet off and on. which may be due to diastolic dysfunction period, and C is light-headed with change of position period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, chest pain. Next line number two, progressive shortness of breath. So functional capacity has decreased by 33.0% period. Next line number four, history of palpitation. Next line number five, edema of feet off and on in last 1.5 months, which may be due to diastolic dysfunction period. Hypertension stage 2 and not controlled period. Number 6, edema of feet may be due to diastolic dysfunction period. Number 6, history of recent UTI, urinary tract infection period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.